My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in the gospel today, Jesus says, for those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will save it. Saving or losing one's life need not always point to the definitive life at the end of our earthly existence. Saving one's life happens daily. That is, in ordinary circumstances. It implies enjoying life by making ourselves comfortable, rich, and powerful. And yet, even as one enjoys this kind of life, one already dismisses it, not only in God's eyes, but also before fellow human beings. On the other hand, my dear brothers and sisters, losing one's life means forgetting self and lowering self so that one may have the time, one may have the energy and disposition to serve others. It is putting others above oneself, or loving others as one loves oneself. It is taking up one's cross and following Jesus. Still, Jesus speaks of the definitive life that we enter when we die, or when the Lord returns in glory. That is the life that ultimately counts, one we should never lose by degenerate, irresponsible, and selfish existence on earth. My dear brothers and sisters, we are called to be detached from the riches of this world, to develop contempt for worldly glory and comfort, to seek simplicity and poverty, and to welcome sacrifices for Jesus' sake. As you know, saints have given their lives for Jesus. How edifying it is to know of their heroic action that sought poverty amid riches and fasting and abstinence amidst festivities. The questions for us today are this. How do we die to ourselves daily in order to live for others? Do you cause others to die before, be humiliated, be in want because of your selfishness and avarice? In this Mass, we pray to the Lord to give us the strength and courage to follow Him daily and take up His cross. And as we journey through this Lenten season, we should always be reminded of the cross, the ashes that we received yesterday, to believe, to repent, and believe in the good news. Amen.